Hi, I'm Nisha. Today I'm going to narrate a story named Ripples of Kindness. Every day, Ammu, the little girl, would wait out on the porch to see her parents arrive. But her parents never came. Her parents had died in an accident few years ago, and she had no idea that they would never return. Day after day, night after night, Ammu waited like this for hours. But she wouldn't even see their shadow. She would only hope, and it told her to go on. Her grandmother was working as a housekeeper, and her grandfather was too weak to move. He sat on the porch alongside her in his wheelchair. He told her stories about flowers, about stars, about princesses, and sunrises, and the ocean. Listening to these stories, she would gently close her eyes and enter the wonderful world of dreams. One day, Ammu was at the supermarket with her grandmother. They only bought the bare minimum, a small portion of vegetables, a tiny slice of meat, one packet of tea and sugar. Oh, Ammu jumped up and down, and when she spotted the chocolate cake, she tugged her grandmother's sleeve. It's grandpa's birthday. He's 79 years old, grandma. Can we please, please, please have it? The old lady eyed the chocolate cake. There was white frosting on it, topped with powdered sugar. There were fancy designs on the side, creating a coffee brown wave of sweetness. Her grandmother sighed and picked up the cake. She glanced at the price and sighed, "Oh, Ammu, we can't. It's 900 rupees. We can't afford that." Ammu pouted, trying to convince her grandmother. Yet, she knew that her grandmother would not bend even if she throws a temper tantrum or beg on her knees with her puppy eyes. No matter what, they didn't have the money to buy the cake. Ammu sighed and turned around. Grandmother gave her a sad smile and turned towards the cashiers. Ammu had tears rolling down her cheeks, and she and grandma walked out of the supermarket. A man who was listening to all these purchased the cake and ran out to meet Ammu and grandma. He bent down and lovingly said to Ammu, "Have it, dear. I purchased it for you." Ammu looked up. The man was average looking. He had an average face, average body, and wore normal clothes. He would blend in any crowd. He was just so normal. However, her grandma was not ready to accept the gift for free. She insisted the man to share his address so that she can return back the amount when they have it. The man obliged, scribbled few words on a piece of paper and put it inside the small cover. He then placed the paper cover on top of the cake box and extended it towards Ammu. Ammu looked at her grandma once again for approval, and she nodded at her, giving her the signal to accept the gift. Ammu smiled. "He was so kind. Oh, thank you, sir," she said, hugging the cake and paper on her chest. He waved goodbye, never to see again. "Grandpa, grandpa," Ammu ran into her small rickety house. "I got you a beautiful cake." Her grandfather boomed out of happy laugh as Ammu placed the chocolate cake on his lap. He was in his wheelchair as always. "Oh, my Ammu," he said. "How much did this cost?" 900 rupees. But a nice man gave us the money. Her grandmother was leaning against the doorway, wearing a sad, tired smile. She had pinned her gray hair back into a bun, a few groceries at her feet. "He also gave me this," exclaimed Ammu giddily. She passed a slip of paper to her grandfather. On that paper, these words were written: "When I was a little boy, a man bought me a chocolate cake. He was just a simple man who overheard a similar conversation I had with my mother. Nothing else, yet he bought me the cake. My mother also asked for his address, and he gave her a little slip of paper which had these words written on it: a simple act of kindness creates an endless ripple that comes back to you." His eyes widened, then a smile came to his lips, before few tears of joy rolled down his cheeks. "Oh, my Ammu, let me tell you a story." "A story, yeah, grandpapa, a story." "This was a long time ago when I was just a simple gentleman." He had a faraway look in his eyes. it all started like this. I was only 20 at that time, Amu. I saw a young boy who wanted to buy a cake for his aunt. But his mother said no. He begged, and I overheard that he never gave anything to his aunt. Without hesitation, I bought him the cake. I quickly scribbled a message on the paper and gave the paper to the boy so he would never forget. I guess he did not. Did he? What was on the paper, Grandpa? Oh, you ought to know, I wrote. A simple act of kindness creates an endless ripple that comes back to you. Thank you.